But right now we are going to the phones,
where we are joined by Vonda from Keep Watch. Good morning. How are you, Miss Vonda?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. It feels weird not being at a breakfast, though.
I know. It wasn't that good.
It was. Well, we went to yours on Thursday. We went to Greater Toledo Right to Life on Friday. I'm like, this is fine. I can do this every day.
You
represent the radio station at
that.
Breakfast.
Yeah. You need to get your scheduling people on that.
Yes.
Get you out of the studio a little more.
Community relations are essential for a good radio station.
Well, I'll tell you, we really appreciated you guys coming to the breakfast that we had last Thursday, our Rise and Shine event. And the partnership that we have with you guys has been great, and we look forward to it continuing on. But for those who missed our Rise and Shine event, they can actually still feel like they're a part of it if they go to our webpage and go to the Rise and Shine tab. They can watch a video, about 15 minutes of the program, and it tells a lot about what God is doing, what he's done, where we're headed with things. And it's just a really, really cool thing that you can feel like you were part of it. Just grab your own bowl of cereal, though. Tommy's not going to share.
Yeah, I can't have that. But it was cool. It was neat to hear some of the stories about people who've been involved with Keep Watch and their experiences with that. And it's exciting to hear some of the things you guys are doing and the way you're branching out in the ministry.
Yes. I mean, when you think about how much it's grown over the last 6 years, it's crazy to think that it just started in two schools in our local area here in Toledo in Northwest Ohio, and now to be in four, almost five different states, as well as, you know, 100 schools with just all sorts of things. And then we have some goals that we're shooting for, that in the next couple of years, by the end of the school year in 22-23, so, you know, just coming up here in the next couple of years, we want to see that we have, that we're in 10 states with 1,000 schools and 2,000 trained volunteers. So those are some lofty goals, but we know that, you know what, God's really doing some stuff and putting us in a position to reach out and to have that happen. So it would be great to not only see those goals reached, but to surpass them.
Yes.
People can get involved. That's just great that are listening. If you want to know about having a chance to pray within schools in your area, no matter where you are, no matter what state you're in, we're ready to help train and equip you and help you get some doors open.
And a lot of that stuff is now moved online. I know before you had to go and attend a training. Now that stuff is online, so no matter where you're at, you can get that training.
Right, you can do it at your, it's not even just online, like at a certain time, like Zoom meetings, but it's on demand. So you can do it whenever it's convenient for you. So, yeah, it's an exciting thing that God has just provided for and positioned us to just really reach far more schools than what we probably would have even imagined even a year ago.
Yeah, yeah, and you think about COVID, and it really didn't slow you guys down much at all.
Actually, it put us in a good position to think outside of the box and to really move forward. So God really blessed us in this past year, and we're thankful for that.
Each week, as you are praying for schools and praying in through different schools, you have a theme that you guys like to follow. Mm-hmm. And what's your theme for this week?
This week, we are praising God the victor. And so I can walk us through what a normal prayer focus, what goes on in each and every school that Keep Watch is in and praying for. And so do you guys have a prayer focus this week?
You know, I'm not looking. I do not see one. And so let me let folks know if you would like, because every week here at Yes FM, we also highlight a school that we pray for all week long. And if you'd like your school to be the prayer school focus for Yes FM for the week, all you have to do is email or text us to studio@yeshome.com. That's studio@yeshome.com. Tell us the name of your school, where it's located, if it's not obvious from the name. And then two or three things that we can pray for about that school, along with your name. And we will make you our school prayer focus for the week.
And for the people who are praying, the Keep Watch volunteers who are doing prayer walks in schools and at schools right now, this is the way it would go. We usually have a small group of people who meet together and pray through this prayer focus, and then they head through the school building and pray for specific needs of that school. So this morning, like I said, we're praising the God our victor. In Proverbs 21:31, it says, "The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord." So God, it's with you that has the victory, and we give you praise that no strategy, disease, or kingdom will defeat you. We pray for hearts to experience God's victories. How great is his joy in victories that you give. That's what Psalm 21 says. So we pray your victory in every aspect of our school community and the joy that comes as you fight for our battles. We claim your victory over discouragement, hopelessness, relational issues, because you are a personal God who offers victory to every student, parent, and staff member. And we're also praying for hearts to have victory over death. It says, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? In 1 Corinthians. Although we do not know the number of our days, you do. And we pray your victory over death through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross for our students, for staff, and the families. May each person become confident of their eternal destiny through your victory, living in faith and not in fear. We just ask this today in your name. Amen. And every week we like to end with an encouraging prayer quote. This week it's from Charles Bridges, who was an English preacher and theologian back in the late 1700s and 1800s. It says, prayer is one half of our ministry, and it gives to the other half all its power and success. So that is what a Keep Watch Prayer Focus looks like. And once again, if you want to join with us or if you want more information about what Keep Watch is, you can go to our website, which is keepwatchprayer.org, keepwatchprayer.org. You can find out, there's a bunch of videos on there that are great that show what the ministry does. Or if you want to see what Tommy got to experience last Thursday with our Rise and Shine breakfast, there's a tab on there that says Rise and Shine, and you can watch the video for that too.
And that's really worth watching. It won't take much of your time, but it's great stories and great information. If you have any interest at all in Keep Watch, I highly recommend going and check that out. And a reminder, if you'd like your school to be the prayer focus here at YesFM, again, just email or text us to studio@yeshome.com and let us know the name of your school, some prayer things that we can pray for them, and we'll make them our prayer focus here. Hey, Vonda, thank you so much. Thank you for hosting us for breakfast. It really was wonderful, and it was great to hear those stories and very exciting to hear about the plans you guys have for the future and how God's just expanding this ministry. And we know it's going to do great things with it.
Well, thank you guys for your partnership. We love the fact that, I mean, what a great partnership and just how easy it comes together. But the fact that we're all working for the kingdom together, using every avenue that we can. So we appreciate just the chance to partner with you guys each and every week. And we look forward to praying for the schools that people call in and ask you to pray for too.
Amen. Hey, thanks, Vonda. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Tommy.